Well, now that I've got over that betrayal, the Proteas take on Australia in the second T20 decider this Saturday. Dievold Brevis guided the Proteas to victory in the second match this week to set up this series decider. There is a T20 World Cup coming up in February, and the Proteas will be looking for a first white ball World Cup title, but Tristan Stubbs says they're not too worried about that just yet.
For us, we're a young side, to win a series here in Australia will be really cool for us, and take momentum. We go straight to England after this, so I think that's the big goal right now, to win Saturday's game.
Then in some rugby news, Edwill Fanamatova will win his fourth test cap for the Springboks this weekend against Australia. It will be his first rugby championship cap and probably his biggest test match so far. He scored an incredible 5 tries in those 3 matches for the Springboks. He will start on the wing in a position that has a lot of depth at Springbok level. And the Sharks speedster says that everyone in the group wants the best for each other across all positions.
We're in a very healthy position and privileged to have this amount of competition in the squad. And the nice thing is that everyone helps everyone to be their best for the Springboks. So yeah, just for me, I'm learning as much as possible and trying to implement it into my game.
Don't forget, 5:10 kickoff on Saturday at Ellis Park. And we're going to finish with some tennis news. 7-time Grand Slam champion Venus Williams has received a wild card into the US Open. The 45-year-old American returned to action last month at the Washington Open, playing her first match in 16 months. 5 other Americans have also been granted wild cards into the women's singles draw, as well as France's Caroline Garcia and Australian Talia Gibson. Meanwhile, next-gen ATP stars Ninesh Basav Reddy is among 6 Americans who have received wild cards into the men's singles draw. They joined by France's Valentin Royer and Australia's Tristan Schoolkate. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.